Chapter 2. How Imprisonment Begins. People are enticed to commit crimes when they try to fulfill wrong desires. Desires can be very destructive if they are the fruit of negative thinking. When you begin to lock yourself into a limited range of thoughts like, "Nothing less than the best will do for me," "I will not work for minimum wage," or "I've got to have mine now," you've begun to eat the very fruit of mental imprisonment, and you've only begun to sow a whole lot of other problems to boot. As you begin to restrict your thinking to the belief that happiness comes through materialism, you will soon only desire material things. The more you think you must have material things to be content, the stronger your desire for them will become. When your mind clamps on desires that are unfulfilled or not yet obtained, you create for yourself a mental state of hell, and you will imagine that this mental state of hell will only continue to exist and torment you until these desires become fulfilled. We might call this the agony of unfulfillment, as these unfulfilled desires will torment and burn inside of you until you get what you want or desire. Or so you think, because in truth, you'll mentally imprison yourself by confining yourself within the limits of such an unhealthy mindset. Desire is an overwhelming emotion. The stronger the desire, the more tormenting becomes the mental imprisonment it creates.